The most important features for a good sitting meditation posture are something that's reasonably comfortable and sustainable, so that you won't be too uncomfortable while you're trying to practice. You can sit either on the floor, it helps to have some cushions piled up beneath your seat if you're doing that, or you can sit in a chair if you prefer. Whichever you choose, if we start from the ground and work our way upwards, it's very helpful to have a stable triangular base. So if you look at the points of contact with the floor, maybe that's your knees if you're sitting directly on the floor, or your feet if you're in a chair. So you take the two points of contact with the floor there, and your sitting bones, whether they're resting on the cushion or a chair or whatever it is, and those form a triangle. And that's your stable triangular base. So make sure that you're grounded however you're sitting. So you're stable, you're not going to move around too much. It's also helpful for the body to be upright. This doesn't have to mean ramrod straight. It doesn't mean you have to pull all of the curves out of your spine. That's actually quite unhelpful. It can be quite uncomfortable. But rather, you should be pointing up towards the ceiling, up to the sky, not leaning from one side to another, not slumping forward, not leaning back. You might find it's helpful to imagine that there's a string attached to the crown of your head, and it's just very gently pulling your head upwards. Again, it's not pulling all of the curves out of the spine, it's just a gentle lift upwards to help align everything. It's quite useful if the hips can be higher than the knees. If the hips are too low, then what tends to happen is a bit of a crunch into the abdomen, tightens up the ab muscles, and that can really get in the way of helping the body to relax. So you might want to use a small cushion or something like that if you find that your knees are a little bit high relative to the hips. Hands can be in your lap, on your knees, on your thighs, whatever works well for you. Some people like to balance another small cushion in their lap so there's somewhere to place the hands. That can be helpful if you find that your shoulders start to ache after you've been practicing for a while because the arms are hanging down too much. It's useful to have a slight tuck in the chin, as if you're holding a tennis ball between your chin and your chest. So it's not pulled right in, but you aren't letting the head sort of flop backwards either. If the head is too far backwards, you can end up with a bit of a crick in your neck, and that's again uncomfortable over long periods of time. It's usually best to close the mouth, although if you have a bunged up nose, by all means open the mouth so that you can breathe through it more easily. The tongue, it can be helpful to place that just lightly on the roof of the mouth. Eyes can be closed, half open or fully open, whichever you prefer. If you're going to have the eyes open, then it's helpful to look a little bit downward, maybe a few meters in front of you on the floor. What tends to happen if you look up is that the mind tends to wander a little bit more, which isn't very helpful. So a gentle, soft gaze down. And if the eyes are open, then try to make sure that it is a soft gaze, so the eyes aren't really focused on anything in particular. So once the posture's set up, with your stable triangular base, upright spine, gentle tuck in the chin, and relax the rest of the body as much as you can. Don't let the posture sag or slump, but try to be aware of any tension that you might be carrying that you don't need to, and just let go of that. So as relaxed as you can be whilst preserving the integrity of the posture. And then once you've found something that's reasonably comfortable, sustainable, something that you feel will work for you, now you're ready to meditate.